Okay, it's Sunday night. Chavis Halvavis, this is the series two. Series two of Shar HaBitachon, the fifth shiur, what we call the synopsis shiur. And we're learning this, we recognize the Achsanya, the Shafers, Mrs. Shafer. I'm learning this Lila Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Ben Nossam.
Thank you.
I got it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we do another
Nishmas? What?
Can we add another name to
that? That's not for me to say. You know,
right.
Mrs. Shafer is the hostess. It's, you have to work it out with someone. It has to be real, you know. I could say the words, it's Lee Manishmas, but
no,
it has to be.
Okay.
You know, you can't ask her publicly. It should be Lee Manishmas, it's all the Jews. Well, sure. Okay, fine. Lee Manishmas.
Eitan Yitzchak Ben Baruch.
Eitan Yitzchak Ben Baruch. Okay. So, B'schus, these people should be a spar to develop bitachon. That's what we're learning about in the Chavis Halvavos. Perek Sheni, we went through the Hakdama, we went through Perek Rishon, which was all the five lines. We're into Perek Sheni now, which is starts the workbook of how to develop bitachon. So the first thing, what he does in Perek Sheni is, he says, I want you to practice, you have to internalize, think about and internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the qualities of someone that you can rely on. Whatever qualities would allow you to rely on someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them. He actually doesn't do that in the second parak. The second parak primarily gives you a list of logical requirements that you need to totally rely on someone, to develop full bitachon. And he counts out seven qualities, and he's just talking logically. You need to fully rely on someone, 100%, absolutely. You need that thing, that person, the object of your reliance, the object of your trust, of your reliance, to have seven qualities, and they're just pure logic. And you can think yourself why they're logical, and why if they would be missing to some degree, you wouldn't be able to fully trust the object of your trust. If one of these seven things is missing, or if one of them is even missing to some degree. And then, in the second part of the second parak, he just brings down psukim, showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these seven qualities. He then appeals to your logic, and he says, really, what do I need these psukim for? What am I bringing down psukim for? If you think about it with your seichel, Chavis Halvavos is a very modern sefer. Very modern sefer. Chavis Halvavos does not, you know, in Shar Avodas Elokim, he talks rationally why you should be an Oved Elokim. Doesn't like to say you have to be able to Elokim or else he's going to shoot you, or he's going to put you in Gehenna, or he's a big boss, he's a dictator, and you better do what he says because, or else. Or even you should do what he says because you're going to get Gan Eden. Or because, what do you mean you're not going to do what Hashem says? What's the matter with you? No, he doesn't go for that, Chavis Halvavos. He approaches, it really should appeal. I feel that the reason I love the Sefer is he really appeals to modern man. He appeals to, you know, we consider ourselves rational, the Enlightenment, you know, you don't just do things. In Chinuch Habonim nowadays, Chinuch Bonim Ubonos, at least I encourage, you know, you explain things. It doesn't have to be totally, maybe if they understand the explanation, not if they're young, as they get older they understand more. But the point is, you know, you don't just dictate, okay, do this. You know, we want to understand. And the Chavis Halvavos goes to the very basics of Emunah and belief in Hashem and being an Oved Hashem and everything. So here in Bitachon, it's also very, very rational. He counts out the things. He then brings down psukim. And then at the end of the parak, he says, like, you know, what am I telling you psukim for? If you think logically and rationally, and you're somewhat acquainted with the nature of Hashem, and you're acquainted with the nature of people, you'll see yourself that these seven qualities, which rationally are necessary for you to rely on someone, on anyone, but they only exist in Hashem, all seven, to the utmost degree. If you think about it, you'll see it just doesn't exist in humans. It's not possible to exist in humans, it doesn't. So why did I bring these psukim for? He says, you know, it's just a memory aid. I'm afraid the Chavis Halvavos assumed we know Nach. So you remember which psukim, so you'll memorize the psukim. But I think, you know, we would memorize the seven things. And he wants you to think about it. And as you go through the day, we're going to have a big break now. If you think we lost momentum last week, the saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going again to America for a family simcha. And I won't be here. When we came to Eretz Yisrael and we broke up the family, quote unquote, I'm quoting my sister. So we made up that we would go back for family simchas. I go back for my family, my wife goes back for her family, and it worked out very well. So it came out now, simchas, almost consecutively. I came back to be with you ladies tonight. You know, maybe it's a little gneivus das. It was part of it. It was the shul shabbos, and now tonight. But the next 2 weeks I won't be here. And the week after that is Hanukkah. And no one wants to learn about Bitochen and Hanukkah.
I got to go back to my family for 4 weeks, so okay. I'm not complaining.
So we're going to have a big break now, because I don't think we're going to learn Hanukkah. Am I correct? Right. So the next 2 weeks I won't be on. The next Sunday night is Hanukkah. So now you have a chance. I'm giving you homework. You have a chance to do the second parak. This is developing Bitochen. It's not a joke. The Chavis Halvavos is a workbook. And the second parak is the beginning of how to develop having bitachon. And you have 3 weeks, you're going to memorize the seven things, you're going to think about them, contemplate them, you're going to wonder if it's true, you're going to realize it's true, you're going to apply them. So let's go through the seven things and finish them up tonight, so that you'll have what to do for the next 3 weeks as you go through the day. So number one is that I'll already talk about Hashem. But realize that the Chavis Halvavos does not talk about Hashem in the first half of the second parak. He talks about logically what to rely on someone, what's necessary. Anything. If you rely on your father, your husband, your rich uncle, you rely on the government, you rely on nature, anything you're relying on, you need these seven things in order to rely on them. So number one is, I'll just talk about Hashem, because that's really the point of the, maybe not, I don't know. I mean, the Chavis Halvavos wants you to not think about Hashem at first, to realize that these seven things, you say, yeah, taka, and then you say, oh, and it's only Hashem that has these seven things. I could rely on Hashem, and I can't rely on anyone else, or on anything else. And I don't have to worry about anybody harming me or anything, because Hashem's controlling everything. Okay, so number one is that the object of your reliance has to care about you. We learned that 2 weeks ago. That's number one. If he doesn't care about you, if he doesn't feel kindly disposed towards you, if he doesn't care, so obviously no reliance or trust can start. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that the person or thing or Hashem that you're relying on is aware of your life, is aware of what's happening with you, and he's ready to help you. He won't ignore you. He's not busy with other things. He's not preoccupied with other things. He's aware of what you're going through. Someone can feel very kindly disposed towards you. Your rich uncle could love you, but if he's not aware that you need money, he's not aware that you have a trouble, so you can't rely on him to help you out, because he's not aware. If he's busy with his business, if he's busy with other things, if he has other people he has to help, and he's just too involved in whatever he's involved with, so it doesn't help that he cares about you. So you need to, so number two is that the object of your trust, of your reliance, is aware of what you're going through. Now you do this with Hashem, you can, you know, every time you kiss the mezuzah, say Hashem's, this is Shivisi Hashem L'Negi Sambit, this is that Hashem knows what I'm going through, he's aware of it. Right, when you fulfill, let's say, Dinei Tznius, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the house, so it says in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, you know, it's because Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. That demands that we conduct ourselves in a tzniustic manner, men, women, it's all the same, in the house, how you get dressed, how you walk around. Hashem is there. There's no such thing as complete and total privacy. You have to show that you're aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Sometimes people talk to Hashem. Talk to Hashem, so you're aware that he... It's an amazing thing. Hashem is like... He has the whole world to worry about. The whole universe to worry about. The whole... Everything. But he cares about me. He knows what I'm going through. He's aware of it. That's all. So that's the second requirement of the Chayvus HaLevavos. If you're going to rely on someone, he A, has to care about you, and he has to love you and care about you and want to help you. Number two is he has to be aware of what you're going through. So you have to think. Yes. You have to internalize. Hashem knows what I'm going through. Hashem knows what I'm going through, and Hashem cares about me. Okay, number three, Chavis Alvada says, to rely on anything, the person, the thing, Hashem, has to be more powerful and able to help you. And nothing could stop, nothing could is monea, him helping you. I can't rely on my rich uncle, even if he loves me, and even if he cares about me, and even if he knows what I'm going through. If his children or wife or friend is not going to let him lend me money or give me money, if I'm too far from him and he has no way of getting me the money, so again, how can I rely on him? He has no way of helping me. There are forces stronger than him that will stop him from helping me. So to really rely on someone, you have to realize it has to be true that they are able to help you, and nothing can stop them. There's nothing that's going to stop them from helping you if they want to. And part of this is what we talked about a little by Arichas 2 weeks ago, is that they'll come up with solutions. We've all had experiences when we've had dilemmas that seemed insoluble. How am I going to do a shidduch? Sometimes it's how am I going to get through the day? How am I going to find a job? How am I going to hack it? You feel like you have an insoluble dilemma. You don't have to worry about it. You can dump it on Hashem. Hashem is smart enough to resolve your dilemma. After you do Hishtadlus, which we're not learning about in this perek, we'll be learning about in a future perek, what you're mechuyev to do, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to be lazy. Kadosh Baruch Hu demands that you do things. Doesn't want people sitting back on an easy chair, smoking a cigar or eating bonbons and saying, "I rely on Hashem. Everything's going to be good." No, that's not the case. We'll learn exactly. Chazal Vavos says that later, and he explains why Hashem set up the world that way. But after you do that, you see, that's like a tangent. After you've done what you've done, what you're able to do, what you're capable of doing, what you're mechuyev to do, but then you say, oh, then you're like, but what's gonna be? It's not going to work, right? I'm obsessed with Shidduchim now. I have a daughter. I have to get rid of her. I have all these ladies here. Wow, you can help me. No, wrong. Hashem can help me. You see? You're laughing. You have to train yourself to think that the Yeshua is going to come from Hashem. It's not going to come from the Shadchanim. It's not going to come from my talking about it here. It's just I'm obsessed with it, so that's why it's on my mind. So you say it's insoluble because we don't want an Israeli, and we don't want an American, and we don't want, like, and what's going to be, and no one knows. And don't worry. You do what your hishtadlus, and then Hashem is powerful. Hashem is brilliant. Hashem's going to figure out how to make things happen. We all can think of examples when we've had dilemmas that we thought were insoluble, and Hashem finds a way. But again, I'm not properly presenting the Chayvus Halvavus. Chayvus Halvavus's point is that the third quality, and this is what you have to think about, the qualities necessary to rely on someone fully. And at the end of the day, when you finish the seven things, you say, my goodness, I can't rely on anyone really other than Hashem. It's not rational to. I can't, because the Chayvus Halvavus is right. I need someone that cares about me. I need someone that's fully aware of everything I'm going through. And now number three, I need someone that can help me, and nothing could stop him. If something could stop someone, or if he's not smart enough to figure out how to help me, how can I rely on him? For me to rely on someone, I have to be convinced of his ability. So when you want to rely on Hashem, you have to think about that Hashem cares about you, right? You have to think about Hashem as aware of what you're going through. You have to think about that Hashem is almighty, and nothing can stop him from helping you if he wants to, and he could figure out how to help you. He could figure out how to get you out of your dilemma. Number four, to rely on someone fully, you have to feel that he knows what's best for you. You're not going to rely on a layman to give you the medicine you need, even though he loves you, and even though he knows that you're ill, and he knows what illness you have, and he's able to write you a prescription. But if you didn't go to medical school, so you're not going to rely on him, because he doesn't know what medicine's good for you. He'll give you a medicine, chalila, you'll have an allergic reaction to it. He'll give you a medicine that has no shaychus to curing your ill. So to rely on someone, you have to be convinced that the person knows what's good for you. What's good for you physically, we're talking about full reliance, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. What's good for you? What is going to be good for you? What's going to be your toelis? Now, there's a subtlety here now. Ladies, you have to listen. There's a subtlety. It might sound like the Chayvus Halvavus is talking about to believe, and when we talked about this in the previous series, in series one, the Chayvus Halvavus is not talking about directly. He's not talking about to believe that whatever Hashem does is for the good. That's not what bitachon is. That's not the midah of bitachon. The Chayvus Halvavus is simply saying that in order to rely on someone, you have to believe that he has excellent judgment. You're not going to rely on someone if you don't believe that his judgment is impeccable. Now, that has... So to develop bitachon in Hashem, you have to... I'll use the word... You have to convince yourself. You have to internalize. You have to believe. You can't develop. We're talking about how to develop bitachon in Hashem. It's a given that a Jew should develop bitachon in Hashem. That's a given. There's hundreds of psukim that talk about it. Some say it's a technical mitzvah to have bitachon. So how do you develop bitachon? So you have to internalize. Number four, you have to internalize that Hashem knows what's best for you. Now, this has a fantastic side effect. This has a fantastic side effect. The side effect is that once you come to that, because you're working on your bitachon, and you can't have bitachon in someone unless you believe that he knows what's best for you. You can't. So you have to work, and you have to read stories, and you have to think of events in your own life where you were terribly, horribly disappointed, and you were beside yourself with anguish, and then it turned out to the good, and you look back and you say, wow, you know, this was good for me. It was good that this happened. And maybe, you know, we have a soul, and we have a job in this world, and this is, you have to read, you know, you have to learn, you have to read stories, you have to convince yourself. You do, there's nothing. You have to internalize that Hashem knows what's best for us. Sometimes he knows what's best for our neshamas. The manufacturer, Chavis Halvada says, the manufacturer knows, the person that made the refrigerator knows what's best for the refrigerator. The upkeep, the maintenance, how to maximize its use, how to get it to perform using the least electricity, keep your food the coldest. The manufacturer knows. The person who manufactured your neshama and put you in this world and put you in the situation you're in the family you're in the place you're living, with all of the nisyonos that we undergo and all of the problems we have and all of the issues we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the best thing. This is the best. This is going to bring out my potential. This is going to make me grow. This is the best thing for me. That's all. And when we internalize that, which we have to do in order to have trust in Hashem, because if you can't reach that, you're not going to be able to reach full bitachon. You know, we're talking about an ultimate 100% bitachon. But my point is, once you do that, then you have a tremendous side benefit, is that when things happen that want to make you cry, and you get a flat tire, or you bump your head, or you lose the job, or you have all the things we all have in our lives, you're able to be mekabelit b'simcha. You're able to, because you're working on that because of bitachon. You understand what I'm saying? It's a side benefit. In the Chavis Halvavis' perspective here, he's not talking about that midah of being mekabel, that whatever Hashem does is for the best. He's coming in through the back door. He's saying, you want to work on bitachon, so the premise has to be that Hashem knows what's best for me, and therefore I could rely on him. Could rely on him to get me through the day. I can rely on him to, because he knows I need this. He knows this. Then when something happens that's not to my expectations, I'm able to handle it, because I've worked already on internalizing that Hashem knows what's best for me. And I realize, you know, Hashem knows, and here's the trick: Hashem knows better than I do what's best for me. That's the trick. But that's already, again, as I say, that's a side benefit. The Chavis Halvavis is making a pure rational point. To rely on someone, and if you want to rely on Hashem, and you want to develop your bitachon, you have to come to the realization. You have to come to the realization that Hashem has excellent judgment. Because to rely on anyone, you have to rely on the fact that he has excellent judgment. That he knows how best to deal, like I say, the manufacturer knows best how to get maximum use from the product. A way to work on this,